This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Flow of migrants across the Quebec border has nearly tripled since January, according to the Canada Border Security Agency. Museums, scholarly institutions, and other organizations have in their possession 182,000 items classified as the human remains of Native Americans. According to a recent Pew Research Center, about 89% of Democrats say the news media plays a role in holding political leaders to account, while about 42% of Republicans said the same. It's the widest gap ever recorded. Winning three legislative seats in British Columbia, the Green Party now has a balance of power in forming a new government there. Census Bureau has reversed a plan to count sexual orientation and gender identity in the 2020 census. Department store cards with steep interest rates that are often twice that of an average credit card generate a rich profit stream for retailers at a time when many of America's traditional retailers are losing the battle for sales against Amazon and other e-commerce rivals. Those profits on plastic are helping obscure the true extent of the industry's pain, a major pressing point for a piece of the economy that employs 10% of American workers. Statue of Jefferson Davis was taken down in New Orleans after midnight with workers wearing masks and with police guard and dueling protesters. Trump has appointed the far-right Kansas Secretary of State, Kris Kobach, also well-known as an expert in voter suppression and anti-immigration work, as the co-chair of Trump's new Commission on Election Integrity, trying to find proof of his false claims of miscounted votes in 2016. Acting FBI chief in a congressional hearing contradicted White House claims on lack of support for former FBI Director Comey and committed to informing the committee of any interference in the Russian investigation by the White House. Trump also changed his narrative of the firing, restating it with an accusation of showboating and a lack of loyalty. 3.1 billion people worldwide depend on fish for 20% or more of their protein. Some 3.5 billion vehicles that were leased for the last two or three years will be returned and sold as used cars this year. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.